You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Good morning. Are you ready to come around the Word this morning? Haven't we been having some beautiful sunshine in sunny Geelong? The humidity is finally going, I hope, I think. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we spoke a message on the scripture on Hosea 10:12, and I really want to come back to that again, but with a fresh way and fresh revelation that the Holy Spirit wants to send to the church today. So this morning, my message is break up your field. Break up your field. Hosea 10:12 says, I said, plant the good seeds of righteousness, and you will reap the fruit of unfailing love. Break up for yourselves a new field, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains justice upon you. And it's this statement here, it's this truth here that I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal a fresh insight into our spirits and into our hearts this morning. Break up for yourselves a new field, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes fully upon you. And so new fields, what are some examples of new fields that we can expect to see or maybe we're desiring to see into our lives? You know, for some of us, your new field may look like a stronger, closer relationship within your family. Maybe the new field for you is new thought processes in areas you always seem to hit a wall in. Is it a new field of education where you didn't think you would study anymore, but suddenly God is directing and encouraging you to do further study? Do you desire healing for your body? Or is it a closer relationship with Jesus in this next season? When you think of a new ground that you want to walk into, let me encourage you, let the Holy Spirit reveal to you this morning what is the one thing he wants you to walk into with him this year. What is your new field? You know, I believe through this message specifically, there are three new fields that God is wanting us to give insight in today. Number one, the first area, the first new field is breakthrough. Are you needing breakthrough in specific areas or issues in your life today? Number two, the other field is relationship. You know, this year, God wants to take you into a deeper relationship with Jesus where you can learn to hear and understand his voice and his ways, where you can receive comfort from God and the joy that comes through having a relationship with Jesus Christ. And lastly, the last field is direction that leads to victory. There's so many instructions and there's so many directions that we can receive. But as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, he is always leading you into victory with the direction that he puts into your life. Breakthrough, relationship, direction that leads to victory. So in the first field, breakthrough, what ground do I need to break up? If I'm going to break through into something new, into a new field, what ground am I standing at presently that needs to be broken up so that I don't hit walls anymore, but I can actually have access into the new field that God is speaking to me about? Number two, we're going to look about relationship, that deeper relationship. And we see through the life of Gideon, he asked this question, which I believe as Christians, as people, we ask this question many times. If God is walking with us, why are we having so many troubles? Have you ever asked that question before to God? And lastly, our last story on direction that leads to victory. We're going to talk about the three kings from 2 Kings. And they asked a very critical question in their journey. Which way do we go to find victory? It's these three questions. It's these three new fields that God wants to lead revelation into your understanding today to answer these critical questions that we have in our own journey with God. So firstly, let's look up, break up your field. You know, I was reminded of a time where God was leading me to break up a new field in my life. between an existing ground and a new field, it may seem like there is a wall dividing between the two. Where the wall is so big, we can easily get stuck or overwhelmed, and at times we can stay where we are. And for me, this wall between old ground and a new field might have been the Great Wall of China. Little did I know it was going to take courage and to get over it for me to enter into this new field that God was directing me into. But learning how to get over it comes only through the help of the Holy Spirit to tell us how to get through that wall, to step into what God has for you. You need to understand what's been holding you. I say old ground because, and not just ground, because there were thought processes that had been there for a really long time and it was holding tight to my heart. Thought processes that had taken a hold of my heart and they needed to be healed but restored to truth, God's truth. And this wall for me in particular was when I had some critical issues that needed further knowledge both spiritually and practically. Spiritually, I had the resources that I could draw from, but scientifically, I had nothing. And the frustrating thing was is that I didn't want to be limited. None of us want to be limited. All of us want to be able to have accesses to resources through getting through our limitations. I didn't want to be stuck behind a wall. I wanted a new field filled with resources that could answer these critical issues. So I asked God, how do I get over this wall? A physical wall, I could see how to get over it. That would be easy. I could look at the dimensions and work out how I could get over it. But this wasn't a physical wall. I couldn't just work it out naturally. I needed God to reveal truth and direction. I needed answers from God. So it was time to seek Him. It was this time of seeking Him through asking Him lots of questions, through pausing and seeing what He was bringing to my mind started to bring truth to my life. And the first thing He showed me was the wall that I saw as a limitation, He meant as an invitation, as He was the one who was leading me to this wall. Why? Because God knew what was on the other side, and it was His time for a new field for me to step into. If I didn't have any frustration or limitation, I would have never have got to this wall. So these emotions, my friends, are a part of breaking into a new field to discover God's invitation on your life. And what was on the other side of this wall? What was my new field that I was discovering? It was studying at university, psychology, which today I'm just over halfway through my degree. Everything I needed to know scientifically for those critical issues has increased my capacity and resourced me for what He has called me to do. But to see a new field, I had to break up existing ground. Dry ground that was hard and full with contention. And contention is all about struggle. The contention was between my old way of thinking and what God was calling me into. God wanted to break it up because the way I saw myself was not the way He saw me. A new field is a place of identity where we can discover another level of how God actually sees us. You see, in my mind, the ground that needed to be broken up is I said to myself, I've only finished year 11 at school. How can I go to university if I've never done year 12? I've got critical needs in my family. How can I even take on this new season? I've just started leading a church with my husband. How can I go to university? But this thinking could not come with me into this new field that God had for me. So I had to seek God again because what I was clothed in with this thinking was not going to fit. And I would need new clothes to put on. It would take His power to renew and restore my thinking. and seeking God, let to be clothed with his power. We have the mind of Christ, and I needed to be clothed with his power to understand that I had the mind of Christ. Power to think differently, to see his ways from his perspective. So I gave over those old thoughts to him. You know, going to uni was getting over the wall, but staying at uni was a struggle that took 3.5 years of working with God to overcome. Why? Because it's so easy to self-sabotage yourself once you get into your new field, because it's so new and it's so foreign and you feel completely overwhelmed and out of your depth. There were days when I wanted to pull out time and time again and sabotage what God was giving me. But he didn't let me. He didn't take his hold over my heart or off of my mind. I tried, but his power sought me and he would not let me go. And now, 3.5 years later, I can say I actually love university. I couldn't even say that for the first 3.5 years. Now I love university. I love my U field. I know that I've got the resources to be where I am. And Lee, my husband, as you know, Pastor Lee, is also doing university, the same course. And let me tell you, there is a fierce competition that happens in our home for grades. It's pretty even at the moment, I have to say, much to my dismay. I know without a doubt, though, it was the right thing that God was leading us both into. And I'm so glad that God didn't let me give up. You can break up your field. Do you hear me this morning? You can break up your field. You can break up old ground because God has a new field for you. Is there an invitation in your life that the Holy Spirit wants to bring to you about a new field that he wants you to walk into? You see, when I see a wall today, I'm not triggered by trauma. But I'm triggered by the victory and the triumph that his power clothed me in for my new field. I want to say that again. When I see a wall today, I'm not triggered by trauma, but I'm triggered by God's victory that he can walk you through any wall that comes your way. And here's God's truth today. It's not a wall. This is what the Holy Spirit wanted to reveal to you today. It's not a wall. It's his strong tower. The enemy wants you to believe it's a wall, so you get stuck, so you stay at your limitations with the overwhelming sense that vision is being limited if I'm stuck behind this wall. But its vision is not limited. It's vision being expanded. It's not a wall. It's God's strong tower. And Proverbs 18:10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the consistently righteous man. That's us, church. You are righteous, runs into it and is safe, high above evil and strong. The name of the Lord is your strong tower this morning, and you, the righteous, can run into it and you will be safe. Hosea 2:15 says, there I will give her vineyards and make the valley of Achor, the valley of trouble. I will make it for her to be a door of hope and expectation. What looks like a valley of trouble was my door to God's hope and expectation of the new field that he was placing on my life. Breaking up your field is all about God transforming the way you see yourself to the way he sees you. He will break up your troubles and lead you to a door of incredible hope and expectation. Break up for yourselves a new field, for it is time, church, to seek the Lord for your next season till his power comes upon you, that when you walk in your new field, you're not going to be using self-sabotage methods anymore, but he's going to lift your limitations so that you can possess all that he has given you. Break up your field so, secondly, you can break up your troubles. And this is the life of Gideon. And in Judges 6:13, he says this incredible statement that never leaves my spirit. Then Gideon said, pardon me, sir, if the Lord is with us, why are we having so many troubles? If the Lord is with us, why are we having so many troubles? Judges 6:11-12, it says, one time the angel of the Lord came to a place of Ophrah. You see, Gideon didn't even know it was an angel of the Lord. And he sat under an oak tree. This oak tree belonged to a man named Joash from the Abiezer family. And his son Gideon was beating some wheat in a wine press. He was hiding so that the Midianites, their enemy at that time, could not see the wheat because they would constantly come and steal their food. But the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said, "The Lord be with you, brave soldier." And already we see the trouble arising. The struggle between Gideon hiding, but God appearing to Gideon and declaring, "The Lord be with you, brave soldier." But Gideon's hiding. We can see the evidence of his trouble, but God comes in with his perspective and the way he sees Gideon and says, "Gideon, you are a brave soldier." My question today is, why is Gideon hiding? Why does he not know God's voice? And why were these words, "brave soldier," so foreign to Gideon's understanding? And more than anything else, a question we all face: if the Lord is with us, why are we having so many troubles? For these questions to be answered, Gideon would have to learn how to seek God for himself. And he did this through asking questions. To break up hard ground, he would have to learn what his troubles were and where they had originated from. So why was Gideon hiding? Why did he think he was so weak? Why were his limitations greater than the truth of being told he was a brave soldier? And in Judges 6:13, we see this. He says, "Then Gideon said, 'Pardon me, sir, the Lord is with us. Why are we having so many troubles?'" And it's this part here. "We heard," Gideon said, "that he did wonderful things for our ancestors. They tell us that the Lord took them out of Egypt, but now it seems the Lord has left us and is letting our enemy defeat us." And the Lord turned to Gideon and said, "Then use your great power. Gideon, use your great power and go save the Israelites, your people, from your enemy, the Midianites. I am sending you, Gideon, my brave soldier, to save your people." You see, the real trouble is that Gideon had only heard of the wonderful things, but had never experienced the reality of them for himself. His ancestors had experienced it all, but they hadn't passed it down to the next generation. And for all of us, when there is extreme trouble, great is our cry for him. In trouble, great is our need for God to come and rescue us. But when the trouble has passed, my dependence dissipates. We can stop seeking. Distance can grow, and my need to keep comfortable can easily lead me in other directions. And this is what Gideon's people, this is what Gideon's ancestors, the Israelites, had done for so long. They stopped listening to God. They stopped following his ways that had brought so much wealth and protection to their lives. Why is Gideon hiding? Why is the name brave soldier so foreign? Because what they were supposed to pass down to Gideon, he had never received in his own life. We are the word of God. We are the living word of God coming to life for our families, for the next generation. I can have a Bible in my house. I can tell stories from it. But if I don't pass down the reality of Jesus Christ and let Christ demonstrate through my life, it's just words in a book. What will our children receive from us? What reality of walking with Jesus will pass down into your children's hands? Your children, your families, your friends need to experience the power of God, church. That no matter what Red Sea comes to their lives, they know with God with them, they will walk on dry ground. Have you experienced the reality of Jesus? Have you experienced his power to set you free? Have you received his comfort and his peace and his joy? Today, God declares you are his brave soldier. You can see the victory. You can save your children from the enemy. You are the living demonstration of Jesus Christ on this earth. Break up for yourselves a new field. For it is time, church, to seek the Lord again till he comes upon you with power in Jesus' name. So God comes to Gideon. He's calling Gideon to bring change to a generation. And in Judges 6:14, it says, the Lord turned toward Gideon and said, then use your great power, Gideon, and go save the Israelites from the Midianites. I am sending you, Gideon, to save them. Church, I am sending you to save this generation. Church, I am sending mothers and fathers to save their children. You have the power of God within you. You are his brave soldier. You have the victory of Christ. I will be with you, God says to Gideon. You can defeat the enemy as easily as if they were only one man. When you seek God, you know he is with you. Come on, when you seek God, you find the confidence that God, the creator of the heavens and the universe, is with you. So Gideon built an altar there to worship the Lord. He knew who was bringing him peace. He knew who was giving him victory. The reality of the personal experience with Jesus was coming. So Gideon started to worship and named that place, the Lord is peace. When you seek the Lord, you will discover God's peace. When you seek the Lord and wait for his power, it will come upon you. And it says in verse 34, then the Spirit of the Lord filled Gideon. So Gideon blew a trumpet and the call for the family to came and followed him and defeat the enemy they did. Gideon was now not just hearing about stories, he was experiencing the reality of God. In the beginning, Gideon said, why are we having so many troubles? To now, no longer hiding. Gideon is no longer the weakest, but he is the brave soldier that God told him he was. Victory was there for all of the Israelites, and they were saved. And lastly, dig holes in the valley. We talked about how do we get direction that leads to victory. And God would speak into our spirits this morning, dig holes in your valleys. And why dig holes? For a new field. This is a story in 2 Kings chapter 3 about three kings. And they joined together because great trouble from Moab was coming their way. But they didn't know which way to go. Have you found yourself in a place where great trouble comes upon you and you're asking the question, which way do I go? In 2 Kings it says, Jehoshaphat the king asked the second king, Joram, which way should we go? Great trouble was coming for them. So it says in 3 verse 6, then King Joram went out of Samaria and gathered together all the men of Israel. Verse 7, Joram sent messages to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. And Joram said, the king of Moab has broken away from my rule. Will you go with me against this trouble we are facing? Will you go with me to fight against Moab, our enemy? And Jehoshaphat said, yes, I will go with you. We will join together as one army. My people will be like your people, and my horses will be like your horses. And that's when we come to this question. Jehoshaphat asked, facing all this trouble, facing this enemy, which way should we go? And this is a question we will all have when facing trouble. But the real question is, when we are facing trouble, who are we going to ask which way to go? When you're facing trouble, who are you going to ask which way to go? And Joram answered him, we should go through the desert of Edom. Verse 9, so the king of Israel went with the king of Judah. There's three kings, it's very confusing. And the king of Edom. And they traveled around for 7 days. There was not enough water for the army or for their animals. And finally, the king of Israel said, oh, I think that the Lord really brought us three kings together only to let the Moabites defeat us. We asked which way to go. We said to go into the desert, but now there's no water. Now the desert just gets any drier and there's no direction that we can see clearly. I think the Lord just brought us out here to be defeated by the Moabites, our enemy. But verse 11, but Jehoshaphat, who knew the Lord, said, surely one of the Lord's prophets is here. Let's ask the prophet what the Lord says we should do. You see, they tried it man's way and it didn't work. And in Luke 18:27, it says, Jesus said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Let me encourage you, the church, this morning. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. And one of the servants of the king of Israel said, Elisha, the prophet, is here. So Jehoshaphat said, the Lord's word is with Elisha. Let's go seek out the prophet. Let's go ask him what the Lord is saying. Elisha will know what God will want us to do. You know, the Lord has your word. The Lord has your word to your enemy this morning. If you are facing trouble, the Lord has your word. Prophecy is being released, but as you wait for his power to come upon you, the key is to worship him. As you're waiting for God's power to come with his word of truth and clarity, let me encourage you, church, this morning, come and worship your God. Not turning to the left and the right to find your direction on which way to go. With men, it's impossible, but with God, it's possible. And as I start to focus my attention, as I start to give my emotion to him, I'm worshiping God, knowing that all things are possible with him. And it says in verse 15, when the person played the harp, the Lord's power came on Elisha. And then Elisha said, this is what the Lord says, dig holes in the valley. Dig holes in the valley. I can see that you're in a desert. I can see that the sun is hot on you. I can see that you're longing to be refreshed. I can see how your capacity is waning. But the Lord is bringing you a word, dig holes in your valley. Yes, this is what the Lord says, Elisha said. But then he says this, you will not see wind or rain, but the valley will be filled with water. Then you and your cattle and other animals will have water to drink. This is an easy thing for the Lord to do. He will also help you defeat the Moabites. What do you do when you have the word from God, but nothing in the natural indicates it's going to happen? What happens when you have that word of God, but there's no clouds indicating that any rain is coming? There's no wind to refresh you. And where you're at the end of yourself, God comes with a word and says, I know you're in your valley, but it's time to dig holes. You will not see wind or rain, but that valley will be filled with water. What we have to understand today is that God wouldn't have put you in that place if he didn't think you could do this. If you want to know which way to go, seek the Lord. But while you wait, worship him. You will receive his word and you will be filled with God's power. Keep digging holes in the valley, because what looks dry, what is a desert, shall be filled with God's promise. Today, what is your valley? Today, church, what is your valley? As you seek the Lord, his answer will fill that dry valley until it overflows to those around you. And this is the action for us today, that we need to declare the word he's given us and keep filling what you keep digging until the living water bursts and the enemy is defeated. This is what God showed me. When he gives you that word, when he gives you that truth, keep digging up that old ground and keep planting his word into your ground. And when that word starts to take hold, dig again and fill it with the word again until you see your promise come to pass. Keep digging holes in the valley. Don't get tired. Don't get exhausted. Don't lean on your own resources. Keep digging holes in the valley and filling it with God's truth until His promises come to pass, because His promises are yes and amen. Let me tell you, church, His word does not return void. What He says He will do, it will accomplish until it meets its target. I know it to be true. You can trust God. You can trust God. You can trust God. You can trust God this morning. It says in the morning, water began flowing from the direction of Edom and filled that whole valley. Them and their cattle and other animals all had water to drink. This is an easy thing for the Lord to do. God said they would defeat the Moabites and have victory, which God did miraculously. Hosea 10:12. Break up for yourselves a new field, for it is time to seek the Lord till He comes and rains justice upon you. This is new fields of breakthrough, church. What looks like a wall is God's strong tower. This is a new field of relationship where trouble will be broken and God's truth shall be seen. And lastly, new fields of direction that leads to God's victory. Let's pray together this morning. Father, we just pray in Jesus' name, new fields of breakthrough. God, what looks like the walls of limitation is a mere invitation from You, God, to break through and see all that You have for us. Holy Spirit, You will not let us go. You will not let us mind go until we know we have the mind of Christ. You will not let our heart go. Father, for You are our comforter. What looks like a wall is an invitation to run into You, because You are the safe tower. Father, take us deeper in our relationship with You. It can't be just stories. We need the reality of experiencing You daily. And Father, You showed Gideon. You took a hold of Gideon's life. So Father, I know with all assurance, there is no doubt in my mind that You will take a hold of us continually until we break through into a greater level of relationship where we know You, where we see You, where we experience You. And Father, there is so much victory that we have to receive. There is so much victory that You have won on the cross for us to still walk into. So, Father, let us seek You. Let us come to You and ask You, which is the way to go when I'm facing trouble? And God, as we listen, as we worship, as You clothe us with power, You will lead us into victory. And together, we will see the enemy defeated that has already been defeated. We're just learning how to enforce the victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Will you stand with me this morning? Amen. You know, I feel if there is anybody watching online this morning, or if there's anybody in the room, and I'm talking about Gideon, and you're hearing lots of stories about God, but you don't have that experience personally of what it means to hear His voice, what it means to walk with Him. And this is the word of the Lord that I had for you this morning. God says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. God's joy, God's comfort, God's peace, God's freedom wants to come and walk alongside of you to strengthen you. God says to you this morning, the joy of the Lord is your strength. And He wants you to receive this joy. He wants you to receive His strength. And this comes through receiving relationship with Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9 says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. You know what salvation is all about? Do you know what relationship with Jesus is all about? It's just receiving what He's already done for you. It's saying, yes, God, I really want to take hold of this invitation. I want to learn how to walk with You. I want to learn what this joy is all about. And so I want to go on a journey with You this morning and receive you so that I can understand who you are. And if you've never prayed a prayer of asking Jesus to come into your heart before, as a church, we have prayed this before, but we're going to pray this again with you so that you can experience what it means to have a relationship with God. Will you pray with me, church, as we close our eyes this morning? Dear Jesus, we declare that Jesus is Lord. We believe in our hearts that God raised you from the dead. And because of this confession, we are saved. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, if you have prayed that prayer to go on that journey with having a relationship with Jesus for the first time, we don't want to leave you there. We want to be able to give you resources. If there's any questions that you have, we would love to be able to answer and go on that journey with you. You can go to gc.org.au/first-steps, and this will give you the resources that you need. Amen, church. Keep standing.